This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Over at U.S. Patent and Trademarks, they don't use the word troll. This is the kind of patent holder who is less interested in using a patent and more interested in holding up other people for licensing money, even if they actually have not infringed. With the patents and trademarks people celebrating the 225th anniversary of the original Patents Act this month, we reached Michelle Lee, the newly confirmed director there, among other things. I wanted to ask her about these so-called patent trolls.
The USPTO has taken a number of steps to improve the quality of the patents that issue to make sure that we are affording and granting rights where we need to of the appropriate scope. We are also increasing the transparency of who owns the patents and if you need to get a license, who you might go to get those rights. And the courts, too, are also making positive developments in the case law, awarding fees to the prevailing party in a patent infringement lawsuit to make sure that parties, both plaintiffs and defendants, are putting forward the strongest and most reasonable arguments possible and deal with the consequences of not putting forth reasonable arguments.
Michelle Lee, you come from California's Silicon Valley. I think you're the former head of patent strategy at Google. How does this experience inform your approach on your job now?
I've been in the lab. I was trained as an electrical engineer and computer scientist at MIT, where I was one of only a few women graduate students working in the MIT Artificial Intelligence Lab. And I was Google's first head of patents and patent strategy when it was a young company, ultimately building its patent portfolio from a handful of patents to over 10,500. And I've seen firsthand the importance that patents play in incentivizing innovation and how valuable they are for businesses. But also, I understand from firsthand experience, the cost to businesses if a patent issues from the United States Patent and Trademark Office that should not have.
So with that background and from that vantage point, you must see some of the gender issues that play out in some of these so-called STEM fields, science, technology, and engineering.
Yes, well, thank you for that. And part of the mission of the USPTO is to promote American innovation that's amongst men, women, and children. And I'll give you a specific example. I work on many priorities as head of the United States Patent and Trademark Office, and one of the most rewarding was that we created a Girl Scout patch on IP and innovation. And I was a Girl Scout, and when I was a Girl Scout, I remember patches on first aid and sewing, and there was no patch on IP and innovation. So really, the goal is to get young girls excited about creation and invention and entrepreneurship, because our society will be better off as a result. And that's not just young girls. I mean, greater diversity in the fields of technology and invention will inure to the benefit of our country.
Michelle Lee is the Undersecretary of Commerce for Intellectual Property and Director of the United States Patent and Trademark Office. Ms. Lee, thank you.
Thank you.